Welcome to the podcast, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join me for interviews with others who tell us their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by the same name, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hi, thanks for joining me today. I wanted to thank all the people that have joined my Facebook group, Next Chapter Empty Nest. If any of you decide to listen in, thanks for joining. It's been amazing to see it growing so quickly. And so many people have joined like in the last week. So it's so cool. So welcome. And I hope you like this podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about some things that have been very surprising for me, I guess. And not always in a good way. But last year I went to parents weekend with my older daughter, and it was her second year of college. We didn't get to go the first year, so I went last year, and we went to the football game, and it was fabulous and a lot of fun, and we met the people around us where we were seated, and it was just my daughter and I, and we met the people near us and chatted with them a lot and hung out with them for the game, watched the game, and they had fireworks. It was very like NFL fireworks and a flyover and all this other stuff. It was pretty amazing, and it was just a great time. And then we had to wait for an Uber forever, and like some of them canceled on us, and then finally this one woman came through, and we were like so glad, and she was just the sweetest thing and offered us water and had chargers for our phones, and we were just like loving it. And, you know, just to explain this to you, because it's just that I thought it was like this great time and all these great memories. and even like our Uber driver, like my daughter was showing me how to use Uber. I hadn't used it, and how to tip, and she had already included a tip, but then she showed me again, and then we ended up, she accidentally added more, and then we thought, oh, whatever, just leave it. Hopefully we made her night with that, when, you know, because she made our ride home pretty amazing and fun. So it was just a nice experience together. And I said, oh, I'm definitely coming back next year. And I look forward to it. And I'll come and spend time with you. And I had actually stayed at her apartment, took her out to meals, and one of her roommates too, and got them stuff for their apartment. And so anyways, it was a great weekend. I thought it was wonderful and really looked forward to it this year. So then this year, our youngest is going off to college, and hers is 1 week at one weekend. And then the week after is the older daughter. So I was like, oh, I'll go down. I'll stay for the whole week, go to both. So made plans with the youngest, and she's so excited and thrilled to have us. My husband and I are both going, and we're going to the football game, and she's super excited that we'll be able to come. So then I was texting my older daughter, said, hey, the football game tickets are going on sale soon. Should I buy them? What, you know, assuming that we're going. And so I get this text back. She's like, what? When are you coming? How often are you coming down this year? What? You know, she's asking me all these questions, and I'm like, what? Well, did you want to go to the parents' weekend football game? I'll come and go with you if you'd like. And she's like, well, I don't know. I might want to go with my friends and blah, blah, blah. And so then I was like, what? Like, I was just shocked by it. And then she said something about, oh, well, my friends ended up going last year, and I felt like I, you know, missed out on fun with them. And yeah, the whole FOMO, fear of missing out thing. And I was like, what? So I said, fine, I can come back home with my husband earlier, like he's planning to do. We were tentatively had some ideas of some things that we could do together. Anyways, in the middle of the week when in between their parent weekends, and I'm like, well, I'll just go home when he goes home then. It's fine. And but I was still hurt by it. And it's interesting because my sister had said recently, a few weeks ago, about, it's not so bad the first year that or two that they're away, because they're still calling you a lot, still want your advice, still miss you and all that. And then as they get older, they need you less. They're figuring out things more on their own. And basically, they kind of don't want you around necessarily as much as in the parents' weekend for my older daughter. And so I realized my sister was right, and I did talk to her about it. And, it's nice to have somebody else who's gone through it before you, who's maybe a year or two ahead of you in this whole emptiness game. And because they really do shed some light on stuff for you and can kind of show you the ropes, So she was very understanding about it, and she's like, oh yeah, she didn't realize till after the fact that maybe she missed out with her friends, which is true, that she found out after that they had attended. And so anyways, I eventually got over it. It took a little while, but I was like, oh, I thought we had this great time this whole year. I've been thinking we've had a great time, and at least one of us thought it. So, but whatever, I'm over it. Like I said, doesn't sound like it, does it? But I'm trying, so I'm mostly over it. But still have that tinge of like, what the heck? Are you kidding me? So I figure, you know what? I'm going to make the most of the youngest being thrilled that we're going to be there, happy that we're coming to see her, and just be glad for that. And then maybe we'll meet up one day for dinner with my older daughter if we can work it out. And if not, then I know she's not going to be hurt by it. So I guess that's a good thing. But anyways, it's just different between the different years, the first year student and the third year student. So that's what I'm finding to be the difference. Now, also with my younger daughter, this is a whole nother issue too, like of something that I just discovered myself without her actually saying it. She heard about this new leg of the Taylor Swift concert coming next year in the fall, like next October or something. And I was like, oh, I'd like to go. So she's saying, oh, her and her friend were going to sign up for the wait list or whatever for Taylor Swift. And her friend lives in Florida, and she's playing in Florida. And my daughter would fly down there and go with this friend, and I assumed with the friend's mother. And I was like, oh, I want to go too. And so she really didn't say much. She's like, well, yeah, you can hang out with the mom. And I'm like, what? I thought we would go see it together. Then she was talking with her friend again. And afterwards, I was like, oh, so can I go to this too? What's the deal? And she's like, well, her mom's not going to go to the concert. She would just take us and drop her off. And so you could hang out with her. And I'm like, what? Like, you're not. So I'm not invited, but she didn't say I wasn't invited, but she wants to go with just her friend. And of course, I'm like, but you're only 18. She's just going to drop you off. But then I realized she's turning 19 this year, and then she'll turn 20 by the time this concert rolls around, if she even gets tickets. And so, like, oh. Wait a minute, she'll be 20. I guess she can be dropped off and go by herself. And I don't really want to go with the mom shopping. I like the mom and all that, but I'm not going to go all the way down there and fly down there and all that to go to this after all. So it was just very eye-opening. So basically, I'm not invited. And I need to realize that I'm not invited a little bit sooner now when I'm starting to catch on to that, that I'm not necessarily invited. So, you know what? That's okay too. And they are getting older. They want to do things with their friends and on their own. Then I respect that. And I'm just going to make the most of the times that we do get together and do things. And you know what? If I want to go to the Taylor Swift concert, I'm going to find somebody else to go with or go by myself. I'm okay with that too. And just go somewhere closer to home. And overall, you know, it's going to be fine. But some of these realizations of the empty nest are quite startling when they happen. But I know it's not just me and it happens to all of us. And that's what we want, for them to be independent and spread their wings. And that's what they're doing ultimately. So I'm glad for that. So thank you for joining me today. Next week, my youngest goes off to college and I will be, officially an empty nest, at least during the college school year. So that will be exciting and different, and I'm looking forward to it in some ways and nervous about it in others, but I will keep you posted and let you know how that goes. So thanks for joining me today, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.